Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsilians@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Now, an article I saw on Bing, I don't know if you follow Bing or Yahoo or Google doesn't really have anything like that, but they have little articles, the trending articles and whatnot. I happened to see one having to do with traveling with pets. So I thought that that would be an excellent topic to talk about. That's something that people don't think about when they go to travel, especially when they want to bring their pet along. So I found a recent article from the ASPCA. And I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that. It'll bring you to a blog post for today. If you happen to listen to this after this week, because we post a new episode every week, you can go into the search bar at the blog post on Let's Talk Insurance and type in pet travel tips, and it'll bring you to the post relating to this podcast. Now, I'm only going to share a few tips because I do want you to click through to the ASPCA article and read all of the tips. Very, very good information. It's from the ASPCA. They're very passionate about animals, obviously. So these travel tips are very, very good, in my opinion, because it's coming from a group that is passionate about animals. So the first tip I want to share with you, it says here, prepare your pet. If you'll be driving long distances, it's best to train your pet beforehand by taking several shorter trips, each time increasing the time and distance so your pet gets used to its environment. So if you're going to be traveling, say we're in Michigan, you're traveling to Wisconsin, you know, it's a 5-6 hour trip. It's best to take your pet out maybe for a 15-minute ride, a few miles. And then the next time you extend that out to 30 minutes. And then the next time 45 minutes. And then the next time an hour. I would imagine if you get up to about 2 hours, that's probably going to be the breaking point as far as the animal being comfortable with its surroundings in your automobile, whether it's an automobile, truck, SUV, whatever. I figure a 2 hour point is probably going to be at a point where the animal's going to be comfortable. Obviously, the first little bit, they're going to be a bit skittish, a little bit nervous. After probably about 30 to 45 minutes, they're probably getting lulled into a sense of security, with the road noise and whatnot. I figure if you train your pet to be able to handle a car ride for 2 hours, that they'll be able to handle a 4, 6, 8 hour car ride, no problem. They do make a mention, though, as far as this particular tip. If you're traveling across state lines, you may have to have proof of vaccinations for your pet. So make sure that your pet is up to date on all their vaccinations, rabies vaccination, distemper, all that stuff. Make sure that they're up to date on all that, because if you get pulled over, the law enforcement may want to see documentation that the dog is a dog or cat or other animal is up to date on all their vaccinations. The second tip that I want to share with you, it says here, keep your pet secured. Use a proper size crate for your pet. They should be able to stand up, sit, lie down, and be able to turn around in it. Make sure to secure the crate to keep it from banging around if you stop suddenly. So if you're going to have it in the back, it's best to use bungee cords or something like that to help anchor the crate so that it will minimize the movement. If you happen to stop suddenly, turn suddenly, keeps them from sliding all over the back seat and, you know, possibly injuring your pet, number one, and number two, scaring the crap out of them for sure. So make sure that your crate is secured properly. If you're not going to use a crate, if you're gonna forego that, and they're just going to be in the vehicle, make sure that they're harnessed up to the safety belt or an anchor point or something in the back seat. Don't let your pet roam around. Don't let them hang their head out the window. It may be cute for Fluffy to hang its head out the window, but you never know what could happen. You could stop suddenly and that dog's head could bang right into the door frame. It could go flying out the window. Who knows what could happen? So certainly, if you're not going to use a crate when traveling with your pet across country in a vehicle, make sure that they have a collar or a harness and that they're properly secured to the safety belt or an anchor point in the back seat to keep them from roaming around the cabin of the vehicle. When it comes to flying, one of the tips they have is get a direct flight if at all possible. That will minimize the chance of your pet being stuck on the tarmac during extreme weather conditions. Also, it minimizes the baggage handlers that handle your pet. You may have a disgruntled employee that would just fling the crate, and I'm sure you've seen those videos over the last year. There have been videos of baggage handlers mishandling animal crates. So you definitely, by getting a direct flight, very low touch as far as, you know, one set of baggage handlers are going to put your pet on the plane. You get your direct flight, and then when you land, another set of baggage handlers will deplane your pet's crate. If you have to make several stops, obviously they're going to be taking the pet off and then have to travel around to the airport to the next plane and load it back up. So direct flight if at all possible. Properly identify your pet. Make sure that your flight approved crate, and again, do your research, make sure that the crate that you buy is approved for flight. There are several qualifications for that, so be sure to check on the internet to see what airlines require when it comes to an animal crate. Obviously, you need to be super sturdy and safe, and again, you want to make sure that your pet can stand, sit, lie down, and turn around in that crate. Make sure that the crate is clearly marked live animal. So that anybody who comes in contact with that crate knows that there is a live pet or a live animal in that crate. Make sure that you have all of your pet's information and your information on that crate. You know, your name, address, contact phone number, and then all your information about your pet, your pet's name. They also recommend having a picture of your pet on the crate, so that if the pet does get out of the crate, they have a picture so they know what type of animal they're looking for. And of course, you want to keep a picture of your pet in your pocket, your wallet, your phone, for the same reason. So that if the pet does escape, you could show the airline personnel or the airport personnel what the animal looks like. Okay. And then the last tip that I want to share with you, again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that. It'll bring you to the blog post for today if you're listening to it this week. If not, you can go into the upper right-hand corner and type in pet travel tips, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. I want you to read the entire article from the ASPCA because there are many, many more tips that I'm not sharing on this podcast that I think would be of great help to those of you that are traveling with pets. And the last tip I want to share is let employees know. Let every airline employee you encounter, both on the ground and in the air, know that you have a pet in the cargo hold so they can be ready for any additional considerations or issues that may arise during the flight. Maybe a flight's been delayed and it's going to be sitting on the tarmac. You let the airline people know that you've got a live animal in the cargo hold so they could check on the animal or make other arrangements. If you're in the air, make sure that you let your stewardess know that you do that there is a live pet in the cargo hold. And if you have any concerns about your pet during the flight, if at all feasible, someone could be able to check on your pet. There's no guarantees. Okay, but definitely let everyone know that you encounter on your flight, every employee know, let them know that there is a live animal in the cargo hold. So that if something does happen, they can make arrangements or do what needs to be done in that particular situation. Okay, now traveling can be exhausting not only for us humans, it's going to be even more so for your pet. Your pet's not used to traveling long distances, so you certainly want to take that into consideration and use some of these tips. And again, go to the ASPCA article to read even more tips on how to safely travel with your pet. I do want to mention once again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. Anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. I want to thank you again for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast. We share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I hope you have a very safe and happy week. Take care.